And he ends up on railway tracks again. All slippery, so he can't stop. Luckily, he can change direction to the track junction. But he can't get off the track either. And it's a long way to New York. Well, who's driving the train?
Yep.
Since when did a roadrunner get a locomotive engineer license? Now, next up here is a. The Oscar-nominated short Beat Prepared from 1961. Iron Bird, see. The reason why he's using that is bait is so he can use a magnet and wear roller skates so that he can just go chase right after the roadrunner. Some of these ideas, he never really thinks them through. It sounds good at first, but then things go wrong once they actually start to go into action. For some reason, the Roadrunner decides to take a shortcut on the railroad tracks. You'd think you would know better. But he does know to get off the railroad bridge. But Wile E. Coyote can't. And trains are made of metal, so... flat like a pancake, but harder than that, none worse than a weird. Now, I must warn you about this last Roadrunner clip. It's from after Warner Brothers Animation closed in 1963, and Chuck Jones is now working for MGM. So this one was produced at Format Films in 1966, directed by Rudy Larriva, who was also known for like work doing the Alvin shows. Well, it's a lot cheaper looking. See, that's something the Roadrunner would not do in a Chuck Jones cartoon. He wouldn't intentionally trip the coyote like that, because he got kind of out of character in these later cartoons. And as if that weren't enough, this pretty much becomes a total rehash of the gag I showed you from Hairless Wolf, the Bugs Bunny cartoon. Chase them back in the tunnel. Thinks it's the Roadrunner again. But nope, a real train. Warned you the animation was cheap. They don't even say that's all, folks, at the end of these later ones. Just have that weird V music. In fact, in 1987, Operation Lifesaver, a non-profit organization devoted to railway crossing safety, they partnered up with Warner Brothers to produce a PSA featuring the Roadrunner Wile E. Coyote for television. Right. Get off the track. The old Operation Lifesaver. Yep. And now, this next one comes from the Fleischer Brothers. I'm sure some of you might have seen this at least once. 1936's Play Safe. It's in the public domain, so it's on a lot of cartoon compilations. Including this because it's got a cartoon St. Bernard dog. It opens with this boy who is fascinated by trains. This is very true. They live right near the railway tracks, so when he hears a real train, he wants to go check it out. But that dog... Oh. Look at that! Railroad tracks right outside the yard gate. Pretty poor planning, I must say. But this St. Bernard is well aware of the boy's... Popeye-style muttering, a Fleischer trademark. The Fleshers were pretty amazing. Popeye, Betty Boop, Superman. They're like the East Coast Disney because they started out in New York City before later working in Miami. But now this mischievous little boy has another scheme. You know, I wonder if this cartoon partly inspired the Mindy and Buttons shorts on Animaniacs, because it's pretty similar. Freight cars like that is a very bad idea. Crawling under them, crawling in between the couplings, climbing up onto them like that, that's just a recipe for disaster. Because just standing still doesn't seem dangerous, but the problem is they can move suddenly. Like this. There was a locomotive at the other end, so it started pulling the train. But at first, the boy doesn't seem to mind. He's going for it. He's hopping a freight. But it's still dangerous. You can see it's bumping like that. Those old tiny freight cars, the old rails. And of course, knocked out, now cold on the trip. He has a very surreal dream sequence after that, but I cut that out for timing. Instead, we get this heroic rescue from the dog. Another train approaching. The Flesher Brothers animated some really nice, their team animated some really nice trains. I admire this dog's heroic effort.
What a good dog.
It's still out cold. So he can't hear the whistle in the distance. Plus, since the boy's so small, the train engineer won't be able to see him and stop the train in time. And it won't stop for this dog either. Yeah. It'd take a mile and a half for a train to come to a full stop on the emergency brake supply. But fortunately, he saved the boy. The boy is thankful for the dogs, and all is well. And of course, this is a cartoon panel, so I've got to include some Disney. Here is a clip from the 1955 Donald Duck CinemaScope cartoon, Barely Asleep, with Humphrey. Oh, wait. First, I got this clip from Gumby, one of the original version. This is from the 1956 episode, The Little Lost Pony, where Gumby meets Pokey for the first time. But since they're in Toyland, they have to worry about model train sets, like this old Marx one. And as for Pokey, this is why railroad turnouts like these can be dangerous. You could get stuck in them, especially if it closes on you like that. Can't get out. And what's worse, there's a train coming. But even a model train set can be dangerous to play figures like those. Even the blockheads in their debut appearance stop for the railroad crossings. First off, you can see the box of the train set in the background. First, Gumby tries to open the switch to get them. Now, fooling around with the turnouts like changing the directions is a bad idea, because then it could change the direction of the train and it could get into a collision or something and hurt or kill people. But here, Gumby just wants to open the switch to get Pokey out and maybe close it, but he can't. They want to collect a reward for bringing Pokey back to the farmer, 100 ice cream cones. So they hope Pokey will be okay. Actually, another Marx train set like that, that cone. Now, Gumby tries to pull Pokey out of the turnout. And he succeeds. Right at the last second, the block is like, oh good, he's safe. Now let's get on with our plan.
Are you all right?
I just not actually.
how different he said it then. Now here's the Donald Duck cartoon barely asleep. Humphrey the Bear has been kicked out of the cave all the bears hibernating in due to his loud snoring, so he needs to find another place. It looks like another cave. But it's not. It's a railroad tunnel. Caboose. Because the snow completely disguised the tracks, so he didn't know. And now it's completely all plowed off. In real life, like after the train goes through and plows off the snow, all you'd see were the rails. There'd still be snow covering the ties in the roadbed, but you'd still know it's there. But not when it's freshly fallen snow. So again, that's another danger in the winter. And hey, it's snowing out right now, so that's appropriate. Now here's a clip from one of Disney's animated features, The Aristocats from 1970. When Thomas O'Malley's leading the Duchess and the Kittens back to Paris. But it's not that one. It's only winding up for the train, like I said. That's a problem.
Come on, let's go train. Now be careful, children.
See? Even the Duchess knows it's dangerous.
Raise the caboose.
I love what happens here. It's like a real train whistle blares right after that woo woo.
Oh no!
And since they're four-legged animals, so you can duck under the trestle.
I thought that was.
Yeah.
It's just long with
that. Jeez, that's so long for an old-timey French passenger train. So many coaches. But of course. Fortunately, there was just a river underneath that bridge. It's a good thing it wasn't a road or some rocks or something. Like that, there's some other railroad.
Back to the other side of the lobby. We'll go down the escalator.
Now, here comes another classic example about how dangerous railroad trestles really are. From 1981's The Fox and the Hound. How Todd is trying to get away from the hunter, Amos, and his dogs. Of course, the animals in this aren't that anthropomorphic, so they don't know much about trains. Onto the bridge they go, and predictably, the inevitable train's right on time. Poor Chief wasn't so lucky. But Todd was small enough to duck underneath the train between the rails. If you believe it or not, Chief was originally supposed to die this way to justify Copper's revenge against Todd afterward. But the Disney executives didn't like that idea, similar to when they vetoed killing off Trusty Lady and the Tramp. Producer Ron Miller said to the story crew from Oxygen, "This is Disney. We can't kill off a character." One of the story men objected, but he gets hit in the kisser with a freight train. Ultimately, the producers got their way. This movie had a really troubled production. Now, next up here. Here's a clip from Scooby-Doo. The old episode, Decoy for a Dog Napper. For context, Scooby had been posing as the decoy for a... Here's a dog napper. Hence the title, Decoy for a Dog Napper. So the dog nappers decided to send Scooby to his doom on a handcar.
Hey, that was Scooby. Hey, Scooby-Doo.
Looks like they're driving on the track.
I should have won them up here.
But now they're not. It was just yet another typical Hanna-Barbera animation error. Another one of those. So many trestles in these clips.
As soon as we slow down, Scooby, I'll get you out there.
And right on schedule.
What's that? Sounds like the Midnight Express.
It's even got the Santa Fe markings on it.
Rusty.
Scooby, you had a laugh track.
His collar's in his car.
In real life, that's a difficult feat, trying to outrun the train.
That train is awfully close.
There was a switch by the crossroad. Come on, let's go.
It's the old high-speed rail reroute bit. Luckily, nobody was killed. Luckily, there were no railroad officials nearby, but if there were, they probably would have thrown the switch for Shaggy and Scooby. In the 80s and early 90s, it was somewhat commonplace for cartoons to end with, syndicated cartoons especially, to end with like a safe and simple life lesson segment. Inspector Gadget, one of the very first animated shows produced for First Run Syndication in 1983, was one of them. And in one episode they did taking place on a train, they talked about railway safety. I'm including it because of Brain the Dog. Someday I'm hoping to make a first scene of him.
Trains sure are fun. Aren't they, Uncle Ian?
That's a very young Cree Summers, Penny.
Please observe the rules. Don't run in the aisles or bother other people.
And never play around railway tracks.
And always obey the flashing lights and crossing boundaries at railway crossings.
And never ride between cars.
Because they did just that earlier in the episode.
Yeah.
I just thought that Brain was a mad agent when he was disguised as a waiter. And they did that too, with Gadget's new Gadget Magnet beat.
That's for sure. The best place is inside the train. Believe me, I know.
And here are the Gadget feet. The Gadget Magnet.
But I can still think of better places to be.
Arguably, though, Deke's most famous end of episode, Satan's Hidden Life Lesson segments, were the Sonic Says segments at the end of Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog in 1993. And they did one that relates to trains.
Where's your boss? Ready? Set?
Ready? Did you feel that? There's a train coming!
Come on, you big coward, go!
Another railroad bridge, too. Yeah, if you get trapped, you have two choices in a railroad bridge. Either jump off or get run over. Now, Heroes from a New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh episode from Disney that involves the episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Tigger, where they're having a whole imagined spot taking place in the Old West based off Pooh and Tigger supposedly playing with Christopher Robin's toy train when he's not around, so. This is later in the series when Jim Cummings voiced both Pooh and Tigger. Time a big disaster happens. It blows up, like in the movies. Now, in real life, a train wouldn't explode from just hitting a hand car. Of course, they greatly exaggerate, but the train would smash the hand car and possibly kill them. And next up here is another fun 90s cartoon. From Animaniacs in 1994. This one's in 1994, but it's a mini short, Whistle Stop Mini. It's set in 1942, so they could incorporate steam trains. It looks like it's on like random sections of rail, but that was just an animation error from the Koreans. Acom is not one of the best overseas studios. Railroad yards are especially dangerous. Just look at how intimidating it is. All that track, all those engines and rail cars. It's like, might as well be playing with fire if you're hanging out at a rail yard and you're not a railroad worker. Oh, Mindy, she wants to blow the whistle on a real steam engine in this episode. And of course, she finds herself in one. I just include this because I love what Mindy says in this shot when she sees the gauges and dials. A lot of humor I got out of these is from Mindy's dialogue and running gags. Here's another Animaniacs segment from 1994. Bad Mood Bobby, a segment from the Goodfellas. They are basically pigeon versions of the Goodfellas at Penn Station in New York City. How Bobby's down in the dumps in this episode. So, his friends want to cheer him up.
Shut the fiddle, lady. What a melancholy birdie. We gotta do something drastic. Squint, I want you should sneak up on him, grab him, and hope. While I tickle him, you annihilate. Eat all, I will.
They could have just told him, hey, Bobby, I think you should get off the tracks. It's not safe. But they don't.
Don't make a move, Bobby. It's not me, Squid. It's some seedy sparrow coming to beat you out, so don't look around.
Squid, I'm gonna walk you to Hong Kong. You don't let go of my wings.
And of course... that train was going super fast. Yeah. And again, there's a problem. Like how sometimes with modern trains, it's like the only when they're behind you, the only loud part is the horn and bell. So like you're walking on the track and trains come behind you, you might not be able to realize the train's right behind you until it's too late to get out of the way. Again, trespassing on railroad tracks is still illegal, so I advise not to do it. Now here's another similar kind of edgy 90s cartoon, Rocko's Modern Life. The episode Driving Mrs. Wolf, when Virginia is trying to teach Heifer's adoptive mother, Rocko's trying to teach Heifer's adoptive mom, Virginia, how to drive. And already, Virginia's not doing a very well job. And of course, once they come up to tracks... I know, right? They should just get out of the car! A motor seatbelt, abandon the car! But they don't! The seatbelts would not help you. You'd still be injured or even killed. This points out another thing. You may notice that in this shot, it looks like the train's going very slow as it's approaching the crossing. But then once it actually hits the vehicle, it's going very fast. Unfortunately, this is a real-life optical illusion with fast vehicles, like be it cars, trucks, trains, planes. When seen in the front, it looks like they're going actually like slower and farther than they actually are. So it's at a railroad crossing. It's virtually impossible to accurately judge an approaching train's speed and distance, and has caused quite a few crossing accidents that way. You're like, aw, looks like it's 10 miles, aw, looks like it's going like 15 miles per hour. I could beat this, drive across, bam! Here's another Nicktoon with a railroad bridge scene again. The Angry Beavers, Born to be Beavers, the series premiere. Look at this, another railroad bridge. But there's a gap underneath that can fit in.
Could you come down here? We're supposed to be
time, there's a gap below the track and such from Arrow Bridge. He doesn't realize what a bridge is used for first, so while they can't actually get hit by a train, something happens.
Give me one good reason why this isn't the ideal place to crash.
Right on schedule. It shakes the bridge. And it's still a great height up, so. Once they get back onto the.
That was nuts!
His catchphrase.
Yes.
Now, what up next? Here's something you might have probably seen in elementary school. In 1992, Operation Lifesaver and the Union Pacific partnered up to produce a short safety video, anime video, into kids. Sly Fox and Birdie. What this one is like, it inverts the old animal stereotypes. Instead of a smart fox and a dumb bird, we get a dumb fox and a smart bird. Well, this is the part news. It's still shown in schools today, in elementary schools for kids, and it's available online and such. And it really gets the point across, too, for kids. It sure helped. It sure taught me when I saw it in school. So here we go. You might also remember Sly Fox and Birdie from my YouTube group, who follows my YouTube channel.
What a beautiful day.
She looks more like Woodstock.
Yep.
Time to get flap, flap, flapping. Ah, yes, sirree. It's great to be a bird. You fly high over trees, and rooftops, and playgrounds, and streets, and train tracks. Is that my friend Sly Fox down there? Hey, what's he doing by those rainbow tracks? That's scary. Hey, Sly. What are you doing?
Oh, well, Whitey, just having some fun.
Fun?
Yeah, I'm gonna put this stuff on a train tracks, a rock, a can, this big old spike.
Why?
When the old train comes roaring by, let's wash them to pieces.
Big wow. I thought foxes were supposed to be crafty and smart.
Yeah, the animation in this is a little wonky. It looks a little like something out of Sesame Street from around
it's
that time.
No idea. It doesn't even sound like fun.
Well, says you, Birdie Brain. I'm doing it anyway, so there.
Hey, wait, Sly. Sorry I said it's dumb. But
yeah, just buzz off.
What you're doing is scary. You could get hurt or even killed.
No cold punches. They do say kill.
You're taking too many trips south if you...
Come on, Sly. Put on the thinking cap. Take a look at me.
Who loses a prevention like that lying near the tracks?
Because we're bound for it. Right there. Now show me.
Okay, turn it on.
Okay.
Picture the train coming down the tracks.
Got the picture.
Look, it's going to run over everything you put on the track. But instead of crushing the junk, it shoots out like bullets.
Yes, it can be like bullets.
A box can get hurt around here.
Right, and if there's something big on the rails, it could even make the train turn over.
I guess he said turn over because they thought derail might be too complex a word for little kids.
People could get hurt or killed.
Stop. Okay, boy, you win. I won't put anything on the track. Here's your cap back.
Thanks. Now you're thinking, Sly.
Hey, wait a minute. Why don't we just throw this stuff in the train when it goes by?
Whoa, my panel got moved. My panel got moved. We're in the wrong room, but we're still doing it here, I suppose. I think you're fine with it.
Yeah, we were all waiting, and we found out that you were here. Because they wanted to move it up to Lewis. Yeah,
they told us all to come down here.
Yeah.
Didn't show any blood.
Cool. Foxy, you wouldn't throw a rock at a train engineer standing here.
Well, of course not.
Then why throw things at a train she's riding?
Well, I didn't want to hurt anyone. I'm just looking for a little fun.
There are lots and lots of places to have fun. Parks, playgrounds, even your own backyard.
Yeah, I know, Birdie. You don't have to take me under your wing.
I'm only trying to help, old friend.
Thanks. Hey, why don't you fly up and find a nice juicy worm for yourself?
bad idea.
Yeah, because she's
I just
have
to use some breakfast. See you around, Foxy. Up, up, and away.
And I'd never get rid of that pesky joint. Hey, boxcars. Yeah, big old Steven boxcar surely can't hurt ya.
Carrying you miles and miles away. I remembered Operation Lifesaver presenter showing this to my class, mentioning that.
Stay away from boxcars!
You're right, Woody. No more railroad cars. I'm staying clear.
Now you're talking sense, Foxy.
Yeah. Let's take a hike.
A hike?
Yeah, come on. There's no trains coming.
Wait, Foxy. Sly! Oh, I'd better tail him before he gets in more trouble. It's kind of dumb to hike along the train track.
It is.
Look at my friend happily following the tracks, which no one
knows. Another one of those.
Just to survive a bridge.
A bridge. Bridges are made for crossing.
But those are only for trains. And of course.
Bridges don't have sidewalks. If a train were to come.
Just like Stand By Me.
Yeah.
Lucky there's a river underneath.
Well, you got the picture. The trouble of being around railroad tracks is getting yourself in a place where you can't get away from the train. Take this railroad tunnel, for instance. It's only wide enough for the train. Like the bridge, there's no sidewalk.
And it's even worse because you can't jump off a tunnel.
Out
of my way, Wade. But of course, does he ever learn?
Hey, Wade, Foxy. I was just telling our friends.
Yeah, tell me all about it later. I'm in a hurry.
Fine, Sly. A train comes.
What an odd cluster train schedule they must have.
You can't run or ride fast enough to get off the train.
Oh!
I beat the cartoon character. I beat dead as a doornail.
Yep.
Great line. I'd be dead as a doornail if I were in a cartoon character. And that's all too true how they point that out.
You are seeing the light, my friend.
No more hiking down the train tracks. No more crossing railroad bridges. No more
look, he's not even that hurt anymore.
I'm just gonna stand here.
Not there.
But the train isn't close by.
Well, don't stand too close.
You mean that isn't safe either?
Stand way back from the railroad track. Trains might have things hanging from them. Chains, metal straps that hold things down on freight cars. What if it breaks and you happen to be standing close by?
That hurts.
Well, I don't. It's fun to watch a train go by.
But do it from a safe distance.
You got it, Sly.
Gosh, Boydie, you sure were right. You know, kids might try any of those things if they didn't know better.
True.
Adults, too, sadly. And
I hear a lot of accidents can happen to people in cars.
Right again, Foxy. But they don't have to happen either.
I'm all ears, Boydie.
You need to know about railroad crossing signs and signals. Let's say you're riding along in a car, and you come upon this railroad crossing. You see it's a sign with an X.
Also called a cross sign.
Stop and wait if a train is coming.
Wow, this one has a gate and red lights and bells.
But nowadays, almost all of them in the United States do. Like, more and more crossings are having those kinds of signals installed. There's one in Taunton that used to just have the signs, but then they put in the gates, red lights, and bells.
Now, Foxy Pal, what do the gates, red lights, and bells mean?
Stop.
Yeah, I thought you'd say something like, it means hurry and get across, or slow down.
Well, now your eyes is up.
They mean stop, hearing.
Now
we very good, Sly.
But
all right, Bertie, now let's say my car up and dies on a railroad track.
We drove around the lower cross again, too.
There's only one thing to do. Get out fast. Don't try to take anything with you. Once you're out, run away from the track.
Oh, man, I was out of the way.
And you'll notice that I don't think the car just up and died there. Sly Fox clearly intentionally parked his car on the track and let the train hit it. Either he probably just wanted to see what happens when a train hits a vehicle, being out of the cloud of letters, or you have something to say.
Looks like that's what happened last year with the police car.
Yeah, or he could have been trying to commit insurance fraud. I think it could have been that.
It happened in Ashland, Virginia just a few days ago.
Yeah, sadly, in the United States, once every 3 hours, there is a train hits a person or vehicle.
And I'm going to tell everyone I know about safety around trains and tracks and railroad crossings and everything.
Hey, Sly Fox, we already
break the fourth wall here.
Look out there. They've been watching and listening to you and me.
You mean they saw everything we did?
Yes.
Great. I hope you girls and boys learned something today.
Let's talk about what we
learned. A little recap, like Sonic says.
First, we saw how dangerous it is to put things on a track because they could come back with a
ton. We think the trains can be just as bad, both for you and the train crew.
Number three, playing honor around boxcars isn't safe or smart.
Yes, and please stay off railroad bridges and out of railroad tunnels.
I sure learned my lesson there, Bertie. Number five, don't stand too close to the train. Stand way back from the track.
Watch for the railroad signals and cross it. If a train is coming, stop.
And finally, if your car stalls on the track, get out fast and run away from the track.
Here's the picture, Foxy. It's about time for me to get back to my desk.
Well, thanks again for everything, Bertie.
See you tomorrow, old friend.
Bye-bye, Bertie.
Now, does anyone have any questions?
I just have a couple quick points, actually. Railroad related to cartoons. There's a moment I think in Robin Hood where little John like toots a train horn and like chugga chugga, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, and this is back in the old days, and there were no trains, right?
I know, the part with the tents.
Yeah, and then the other thing was you heard a bit of a song in one of the cartoons, the old song Casey Jones, not the Grateful Dead one.
Right.
Yeah. That one later, of course, was used in Good and Plenty, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to show the commercial tomorrow. Charlie says, well, my Good and Plenty, that was based on the old Casey Jones song that you heard of that.
Yeah, and I played singer. Any more questions?
So it's almost late to the panel. Did you show those scene with Sykes from Oliver and Company?
Oh, no. Even though it's a subway, there's still, time constraints. I would have included that, but I thought it would have been a little too gruesome. Same with Watership Down, because that had a scene where Gravity's getting hit by a train.
How about Judy and Nick getting an old car, railroad car? Remember that in Zootopia,
yes,
of course?
I remember. They almost collided.
They almost collided?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes?
Oh. Let's have a two.
Do you include a clip on Southwark where you can get hit by a train?
What?
Oh, do you include one on Southwark?
South Park?
Yeah.
Yes, Kenny did get hit by a train in one episode. And of course, they went, oh my god, they killed Kenny! Yeah, but I always showed like cartoons featuring like toon animals.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, anyone else got a question? Or are we good? Oh, wait.
The beginning of the babies when the prince stumbles across the panda. Stuck in the middle of the test. The train was coming. They have to get the heck out of there.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, well, I guess it wraps up this panel.
Yeah, very good. Very good. All right, thank you.
Well, the first two games, like, in an hour and a half.
Yeah.